bandwagon man. He doesn't look upon himself as a Fairweather fan at all. He hasn't darkened the door this past 12 months, but like, he's always kept the interest up. He throws an eye over the sports pages of the local papers every week, and if he happens to be travelling somewhere on a league Sunday, perhaps to an auction or to have a look at a site, he'll shove on the local radio to hear how they're getting on. And now, as we journey through these August Festival of GAA weekends, the spark has been fully ignited again. There he is now, up there on top of the bandwagon, leading the march on the capital, a smug head on him like a newly appointed junior minister. And where is the man who'll stop him remaining in the box seat until this latest odyssey comes to an end? Teresa, he's hollering at the wife right now. Where'd you put me jersey? She refers him to the fact that he framed it after coming home from Cardiff, complete with a streak of tomato ketchup down the front. But he reminds her it's summer now, and that can only mean one thing, Croke Park. You'll meet him getting petrol the morning of the game, wearing the jersey, the 08 Sam number plate prominent on the back window, and a crib about the bad tickets given to him by the club.
And all I've done for that crowd down the years.
You might think his long absence from the circuit would promote a certain modesty in him, but that's where you'd be wrong. I can't see us losing it, to be honest, he says before citing so-and-so as the likely difference between the teams. Even though this wayward star, in whom he vests so much confidence, hasn't actually been on the panel since an incident the night before the last league match in April. But you haven't the heart to tell him, and so his theory gains ground all day, through chance encounters with bemused gales at service stations, traffic lights and security barriers, right up until the teams come out onto the field and he jumps to his feet proclaiming in wounded tones,
"Hey! He's not out there at all! I don't like the look of this!"
He has the colours on the wristband, the crest on the mobile, and the ringtone of the famous county anthem. And just one question for the man beside him.
Is it 30 minutes and a half, boss, or 35?
He is unwavering in his vocal backing for the team throughout, even if he has to fire a sideways glance at the programme to identify players in peripheral positions. As the game goes down the stretch, he greets a crucial score by rising from his seat and waving his arms to the thousands behind him, urging every last one of them to,
"Come on, will ye, get behind the lads!"
Fierce man for the football, that fella, I'd say. People will mutter to their neighbours. If they don't win this one, he'll be depressed for a week. When it's all over, he leads the pitch invasion, shouldering security guards out of his way, wrapping himself around players with a staggering level of familiarity, and tapping his heart every now and then to indicate how,
"Lord, I thought I'd nearly croaked there in the last few minutes. I don't know what I'd do if we didn't do it today."
He sees Yvan Ni Quillen conducting an after-match interview and gets in behind her so the people at home can see him. And he's worn out from the unbearable pressure of following his county. And when the cameras stop rolling, he sidles over and says, "Good girl yourself, Tracy. I watch you every week in the Sunday game." And maybe he does, you know. Maybe he does.